WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. And welcome back to Daily Stoic Power, your daily dose of control, calm, and clarity hacks. You know that feeling when your kid throws a tantrum in the middle of the grocery store? Or when you just can't seem to get through a day without yelling, "Don't touch that," about 1,000 times? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Parenting doesn't have to be a constant battle. Today, we're diving into mindful parenting strategies because raising emotionally intelligent kids isn't just about teaching them their ABCs, it's about equipping them with the tools to navigate their emotions, build strong relationships, and become resilient human beings. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindful, me? I'm barely mindful of my own coffee cup half the time. But trust me, these strategies are less about achieving some zen-like state and more about being present, understanding your child's needs, and responding with empathy instead of knee-jerk reactions. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a more mindful parent. First, practice active listening. Ever get the feeling that your kid is talking to you but you're somewhere else? Yeah, me too. But actively listening means truly paying attention to what they're saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and really hear them out. Second, validate their feelings. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but acknowledging that their emotions are real and valid. Instead of dismissing their anger or frustration, try saying something like, "I understand that you're feeling angry right now because..." This helps them feel heard and understood, which can de-escalate a situation quickly. Third, model emotional intelligence. Kids learn by watching us, so it's important to demonstrate healthy emotional regulation ourselves. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a moment to breathe, process your emotions, and respond calmly instead of lashing out. It might sound simple, but it makes a world of difference. Fourth, focus on connection, not control. We often try to control our kids' behavior, but true connection comes from understanding their needs and motivations. Try asking questions like, "What's making you feel this way?" or "How can I help you right now?" This shifts the focus from discipline to support and fosters a stronger bond. And finally, practice self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of your own emotional well-being is essential for being a mindful parent. Make time for activities that bring you joy, connect with supportive friends, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Think about the last time your child had a meltdown. Did you react with anger, frustration, or maybe even exhaustion? I know I have. But what if we could respond differently? Imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging their feelings, and guiding them through the situation with calmness and empathy. That's the power of mindful parenting. It transforms everyday moments into opportunities for connection and growth. Picture this. You're at the park with your child. They start to get frustrated because they can't climb the monkey bars. Instead of saying "just try harder," or getting annoyed, you kneel down beside them, make eye contact, and say something like, "I see that you're feeling frustrated. It's okay to feel that way when things are tough. How can I help you?" You might offer encouragement, suggest a different activity, or simply hold their hand while they process their emotions. By being present, understanding their perspective, and responding with empathy, you create a space where they feel safe, supported, and empowered to navigate their feelings. That's the beauty of mindful parenting. It's not about perfection. It's about progress, connection, and raising emotionally intelligent humans who are ready to take on the world. So, what's one mindful parenting strategy you can implement today? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, every small step towards mindfulness makes a big difference. See you tomorrow for another dose of Daily Stoic Power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.